Creamery and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Gremillard. Less than a day to go and still no deal to avoid a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been unable to strike a compromise with a hardline faction within his party who are threatening to oust him if he negotiates with Democrats. The Senate, meanwhile, expected to advance a bipartisan temporary spending bill on Saturday. 2 weeks into a strike by members of the United Auto Workers Union and 7,000 more workers are walking off the job, Local 551 President Chris Pena.
We suffered through a pandemic. We suffered through a recession. We gave up a lot, and we're not asking for much.
UAW's president says the expanded strike comes as not enough progress has been made with automakers. Nearly three decades after the drive-by shooting that killed rapper Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas, authorities say they've now arrested and charged a suspect who's facing murder charges. Flags ordered to be flown at half-staff after the death of longtime California Senator Dianne Feinstein on Friday. This is ABC News. A record-breaking downpour hitting New York City, flooding subways and streets, and even liberating an animal at the Central Park Zoo.
More than 5 inches of rain fell in a matter of hours in Central Park, leading to flash flooding at the Central Park Zoo. But a resident sea lion took the rising waters in stride, with instincts kicking in. Zoo officials say they watched as one female sea lion swam out of the enclosed pool just long enough to frolic along with two other sea lions that followed. Staff monitoring the overflow fawn of the sea lion and say it did not breach the park area. Zoo staff returned the sea lion to the pool after the floodwaters receded, and that sea lion is now said to be resting from the adventure. Michelle Franzen, ABC News, New York.
Another long drought of winners means another massive Powerball jackpot. The jackpot inching toward $1 billion with an estimated $960 million prize up for grabs on Saturday night. It'll be the ninth largest lotto jackpot. Mark Gremillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
the
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning,
he's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
ABC News, I'm Mark.